This week, the University of the Arts in Philadelphia is hosting a festival of theatrical musicals not quite ready for prime time. Now in its second year, the Polyphone Festival selects musicals still in development and gives them a state-of-the-art production. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that a Philadelphia local band will be getting its groove on.
Red 40 and the Last Groovement started as a theater experiment. The band first got together at the Pig Iron School for Advanced Performance Training in Philadelphia. It was supposed to be a quick way to fulfill a class assignment so they could graduate.
I called your number thinking that would be fine.
That was 4 years ago.
Then I got lucky if you stayed on the line.
The 10-piece funk group became the house band for Fringe Arts, the performance venue and restaurant along the Philadelphia waterfront. And last year, they released a record.
I have in the past called us Funk Clowns Making Sexy Noises. Then a friend told me recently, like, don't ever mention clown again. Clown turns people off, just like, don't say clowns.
But don't miss your chance.
That is co-founder and frontwoman, Martha Stuckey. She's a trained opera singer. But with this band, she plays a character named Red 40, who wears a huge red wig and heavy theatrical makeup, singing raunchy funk.
I've sung my whole life and never really got to sing in the way that Red 40 sings. And so it was kind of like realizing a dream, really. I'll wear this crazy red wig and sing these silly songs, and that'll be it. And I think because it hits this point, this pleasure point in me so succinctly, that that's what's so contagious about the whole project, because I never anticipated it going on for 4 years and having a musical.
In those 4 years, they have attracted a loyal following by gigging regularly, but all the while they've been trying to bring the act back to its roots as a piece of theater with plot and characters and dialogue.
Because when we worked on it at Fringe Arts, it was just like slapdash, a bunch of songs, loose narrative, let's go. I mean, we did it in 3 weeks, you know, so it's crazy. But Polyphone is great because Polyphone finds these musicals that are not quite ready yet for a full production. Needs a step in between where it is and full production. That's totally where we were at.
The Polyphone Festival will present 4 musicals in various stages of development in a rotating schedule all week, and then on Saturday, they'll all be performed back-to-back as invited theater producers search for the next big thing. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.